This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS.
Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 548.
548!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, my MMA fans, for our fans walking the line between serious and ridiculous. I felt so rusty doing that because we've been off for a week and a day.
Yes. Happy New Year, bitches.
That's right. Happy New Year's.
Welcome to 2022, where the first few weeks, you'll be writing 2021 on everything that you still handwrite until your brain clicks over.
Yeah, I think I already did that on a couple checks. Yes. It doesn't matter. They fucking cash.
I do it all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So it's all right. So did you have a good New Year?
Yeah, it was very low key. I did some ice skating, the tradition for us. We were talking ahead of time of one of my daughter's friends. They like to rent out an ice rink, so it's always fun renting. Well, it's free, but getting the rental skates that suck ass because one is sharp and one is dull. So that's always fun trying to skate. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work out very well.
It's like get caught.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is so painful. Like, I should just have brought my own skates because I still have skates from college. I just have to probably get them sharpened by now. They're probably rusty for all I know.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't worn those in, you know, 20 plus years.
Probably. Decades.
I think I wore them to a couple of these skating things. But, yeah, you got to keep them sharp. Keep them sharp.
Keep your nose clean.
It's like the Bears. They can beat a team every once in a while.
Hey, that was, yeah, I can't believe they won. It happened.
Yeah, it wasn't the offense. It was all defense that won that game.
No. Well, at least they go ahead.
Four takeaways from the defense. They did.
Yeah, and Chicago in the winter, it's a tough place to play. Not as tough as Tampa Bay, though. Did you see that bullshit that happened in Tampa Bay?
What was that?
Antonio Brown, the wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He, like, quit in the middle of the game. He runs... He's like, did a peace out. He took all of his shirt off and was like, I fucking quit. Fuck you guys.
He is the definition of fucking CTE in football.
Oh, yeah. That man needs help. So
it does. And I don't know if he'll ever get it because he's good for like a handful of games. And then it's like the wheels come off.
They do.
And then I also saw, did you see hockey had the Winter Classic on New Year's Day? Minus 10 degrees. They're playing outside in Minnesota on their baseball field.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was fucking freezing. And guys were like getting frostbite on their ears because some of the guys were wearing like a full face mask covering everything. And then some guys were just free fucking earballing it.
Stupid.
Had to get the cream on. One of the goalies for the Minnesota Wild, he had his hockey mask on and then had like a winter hat with like a poof ball on the top. I'm like, that's cool as shit, man.
Yeah,
you can do that. And then like off on the sides, they had, I think, 6 or 8 mini hockey rinks where like kids are playing pond hockey. They had like campfires and like that looked fucking cool as shit. And they said they were actually heating the ice to keep it manageable because otherwise it was too cold and it would have been, not so great, but it looked like a fun time was had by all. Like, I remember the Blackhawks did that. I think they did it in Wrigley Field when they were playing. I'm like, oh, man.
There it is. The poof ball.
The Blues.
It looks mighty.
The Wild.
It looks mighty cold.
Oh, yeah. Minus 10. Like, I think guys were complaining like their fingers and their toes.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you can only wear, I don't think anybody was wearing anything on their gloves. I would have had some kind of skin tight shit.
It's just hard to stay warm when it's that cold. It doesn't matter how many layers you have on. You know, it's like, it's really hard. It's just too cold.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't take like a break at 10 minutes and say, fuck it, let's get warm. Because I think I'm pretty sure they had heaters on the benches and then the penalty box and all that kind of shit. But at that minus 10, that's not including wind chill. That's just right. It's fucking minus 10 out.
It's super cold. Like,
holy balls.
Mm-hmm.
And no fights again. Like, oh, my God, will you guys fight?
Nobody Someone wants to fight them. When it's that cold.
No. But they, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's like an NHL thing where they push down like, hey, we're trying to make this a family friendly kind of thing. Try not fighting out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of goals were scored, though, in the game. It was very high scoring. I don't remember what the end score was. 6-3, 6-4. A lot of goals were scored.
All right.
So always great for the fans when you get a lot of goals in fucking ice cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to talk about? We didn't have any fights for a while. We don't have one for like a couple weeks.
We don't. I don't know. Maybe I could share a little update on our friend Hezbollah. Did you see this?
No. What's he up to? Oh, man. I want that fucking knife, man. Whoa.
Oh, you can't hear the music. Sorry.
No, but it's probably best because that's probably going to get us banned as fuck. Holy jeez. This guy goes over the top. Like,
he does.
I want that kind of kebab.
You see all this shit he's got on his page? Look at this sucker.
Oh my God. I've seen this guy before. He likes the no look shit. Oh, look at Hezbollah. Take that wiener.
Taking me.
Take that wiener, Hezbollah. What are you up to? It's all right. That
eating,
right?
Eating a little kebab, a little shish and a little kebab.
I'm so hungry, Ingo. I didn't even eat dinner tonight.
I am too. I was just thinking as I was looking, I was like, I need to eat something when we're done with this. Like, I'm hungry.
I was going to do a protein shake at 5 and I just forgot and said, fuck it. I'll probably just eat at midnight, you know, par for the course of late.
Steak.
I wish it was that healthy.
Ice cream.
Fucking double stuffed gluten-free Oreos and fucking, super spicy cheddar jalapeno fucking Cheetos or something. I don't know. Whatever the most unhealthy shit you can eat at midnight, that's what goes into my body. Because you know why? I'm trying to do it right and or wrong. I'm not quite sure. Here's a good rumor. So apparently the Paul versus Woodley 2 fight only did 65,000 pay-per-view buys.
Seriously?
Yeah, and then I'll put this into perspective. So let me share the screen here. Dovey on Twitter sent this out. He said Nunes versus Pennington headlining at UFC 224 with Jacare and Gastelum, and Belfort versus Machida, that should actually have been the headline, did 85K pay-per-view buys, and then Paul versus Woodley 2, 65K. Is that shocking? I mean, they, you know, he had to replace, he was supposed to fight Fury. It was supposed to be Paul versus Fury, and then Fury pulled out on short notice, and then Woodley stepped in. So is that really that surprising or not?
I guess not. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. To watch it again is not as exciting. You know, I did read today that Scott Coker is trying to entice Jake Paul to come over into Bellator. It's like, come to Papa.
He's a cash cow, man. If you can get him in, it would sell a lot of pay-per-views to have his first fight in MMA. And I know there's been a lot of like going back and forth with Jake Paul and Dana White. I don't know if you saw this video. Jake Paul actually made a really good retort. So Dana, I think Jake was basically saying you need to pay the fighters more and blah blah blah. He had a laundry list of shit. And Jake is being managed by the former CFO of the UFC, and Dana White was saying that guy's a fucking scumbag and blah blah blah. And he probably wrote everything. So Dana put out a video, and then Jake Paul responded with his own video.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed this. So hopefully we don't get pulled.
Jake, you never responded to the challenge.
Dana, I accepted every part of your challenge. I said I would fight Masvidal in MMA. Steroid test me whenever the fuck you want. It is 2 weeks after my fight, and I am a fat bitch. I don't do steroids, and I take it as a compliment because there's no other excuse to me knocking out all of your champions than this kid does steroids. Look at me. Look at that. A fat bitch. If you steroid test me, then I want to steroid test every one of your fighters. Ooh, you want to do it though, will you?
I use cocaine.
I'm in St. Bart's, one of the nicest beaches in the world. You're ruining my vacation. We were on a yacht party last night, Meek Mill, Drake, everybody, Mike Tyson going crazy. You have been caught with cocaine and hookers every other week.
I use cocaine.
And you think that, like, with all the money that you have, like, billionaire or some shit, that you would get some fucking Botox? Because your forehead looks like a motherfucking GPS Google map, like, all the lines in it and shit.
I use cocaine.
And you say Masvidal is a pay-per-view superstar. Let's go to his last Instagram post. 5,000 likes or 10,000 likes or some shit. Do you realize that my mom, Pam, gets more likes than your pay-per-view superstars? Men lie. Women lie. Dana White lies. Numbers don't. Do you want to talk shit about my manager, who is the CFO of your company that helped you sell it to Endeavor? $4 billion?
Guy that's standing in the middle. Apparently, that's his manager. And that guy used to be an accountant for me.
You're just a jealous, ugly fuck. You don't know what true happiness is. You're the definition of a fucking unhappy billionaire who thought that money was going to make their lives better. I feel bad for you.
I use cocaine.
Long story short, you address nothing that I said. I accepted your challenge. I said I would fight MMA. I said that I would retire from boxing, and you avoided all of that shit. Hold on. Also, instant replay, there was a fucking UFO in the back of this video. Side note, but like fucking Joe Rogan, aliens, we're all fucked. It shows that you are in a corner. You're a dog in a corner trying to fight to save his whole company and the embarrassment that I've put you through. Everybody sees it, and what you can't accept or love or appreciate is that I'm trying to change the sport forever, and you are one of the most selfish
capitalist motherfuckers that I've ever seen.
I have a bunch of questions.
Yes.
Number one, why do we need subtitles?
Because that guy's hammered or whatnot. It's not steroids.
Yes.
And I think it's funny when he calls himself a fat bitch. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I don't see a fat bitch.
Well, the most funny part is at some point he's holding a drink, a cigar, and pizza, and he only has two hands. So he's like, he's doing all of those things at the same time. So
good for him. I've only done that once, where I was taking a shit, I had a cocktail in one hand and a cigar in the other. Obviously, I'm in Vegas, but I'm like, does it get much better than this? Maybe if you're getting a knobber at the same time, I don't know.
While you're taking a shit?
Well, that's a dirty, dirty girl. I don't know if you want to even associate with her.
I mean, I would rather just do my business and then get the business. I don't need to do all that at the same time. It's just not.
I was just trying to think, how do you top that? You're hitting three senses at once. Can you hit four?
I can think of a few things.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine.
Cocaine. Yes.
I do cocaine. I like that, how he added that in. That was good. What else is happening out there?
Did you see this video of Joe Riggs? There's a guy that came into his gym, apparently, and was talking about how he can kick everybody's ass because he's a bare-knuckle fighter.
This never turns out well.
It doesn't. So Joe delivers a little bit of street justice here.
Joe's still pretty old.
He is pretty old. But
oh, they're bare-knuckling?
They're bare-knuckle fighting.
Wow.
This after the first punch, this guy doesn't want anymore. I think he's all done. But he's like, no, he's like, we're going to go a little.
And that guy's got no skills.
No, zero skills. He's like, come on now. What's happening? Let's go. Are you all right? Let's go. You want some more?
Yeah.
You want some more?
Said, you might want to strike instead of trying to block punches.
Yeah. So I don't know what your thought is on that, but.
Well, I always say this. I'm all for that. Just make that fucking guy sign a waiver, which I'm pretty sure most of these fighters are smart enough to have these guys do, and then you just fucking tee off on them. If they want a taste of the medicine, you give them the medicine. I'm all for this, and I think that guy got off light because Joe was pulling back, because I've seen other ones where guys are just like, I don't care, you touch the mat, it's not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep going. I'm trying to remember, I saw there was a legendary one of someone fucking someone up. I can't remember. I think it might have been a boxer doing it. Might have even been Deontay Wilder fucking somebody up in that way.
Hmm.
And he did not stop. There were no rules of the road for that fight. It was, I'm going to fuck you up, period.
Yeah, there's a speaking of Wilder, they there's a Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 3 was ranked the best fight of 2021 by a couple of websites. What do you think about that across all combat sports?
It's hard to say. I'd have to see what are my options for everyone. It was decent. I don't think it was the best fight of last year.
Gaethje versus Chandler was on the list, which I thought was pretty fucking fantastic.
If you say Gaethje and you say Chandler and the fight they had, I can be okay with that being it. Because I feel if you're going to combine or say that something is the best of all combat sports, it's got to be MMA related. Because you have to have every facet of the game available. Fair. You can't just say, that could be, if you want to say it's boxing best fight, I'd be okay with that. You can't say that for fucking all combat sports.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. So all combat sports automatically has to be MMA in your
opinion. To. Yeah, because you're encompassing everything.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Did you see Kevin Lee is fighting Diego Sanchez on March 11th at Eagle FC?
Oh, God.
Two questions. Is this legal? And who sanctioned this? And this is Khabib Nurmagomedov's fucking organization.
I think it's legal and probably potentially dangerous. So Diego's not. There you go. Hezbollah.
Yeah, right.
I feel like he needs a mustache.
Ooh, I feel like I could put one on him.
Are you gonna like, what happened to Chuck? You still have Chuck from way back in the day somewhere?
I have Chuck and I have Keith Jardine somewhere.
Oh, I forgot about Keith Jardine.
Yeah, he's in it. I think he's in the closet. I think he's ready to come out.
<Ba-dum-bum>.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of old fighters, let me pull this one up. This one is shocking. I don't know why every time I pull up Twitter, it's like, hey, you should log in. But Here's Ken Shamrock.
Hey, happy holidays.
How old is this guy?
He's looking about 70 right there.
See, he looks older than my mom. She's 78.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Ken Shamrock. Those old school Robert De Niro glasses aren't helping you out in this situation. No. Like from Casino or something.
I hope I age gracefully. You know, I think we have an upper hand as men. You know, we look more distinguished as we age. It's just kind of one of those things.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give you one more Eagle FC thing. Rashad Evans is going to fight over there. What's wrong with him? What happened to all his muscle?
I don't know. Is that a real picture?
Oh, yeah. That's what he looks like.
Didn't he become some sort of like Buddhist monk or something weird?
Maybe he just stopped training and he just wants to fight.
I think he was like Buddhist a vegan skills. Or something and became a Buddhist monk or some weirdness. You know, just he's got the dreads and all that. It looks totally different now.
Looks frighteningly skinny.
He does.
Are you sure? I'm fucking HIV positive, man. Anyway, we should talk about our sponsor.
I was about to say that.
Thank you.
Speaking of Buddhist monks. We got to talk a little Manscaped. Cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever.
That's what I want to see is like instead of the New sexy York balls. City ball, just like two big old Joey Diaz balls shaved to fuck coming down Manscaped style.
Okay. You can set your first New Year's resolution, Matt, with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
Hey, and the new product that needs no introduction, it's the Ultra Premium Body Wash from Manscaped. It solves all three for the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine, but in the shower. I shower every day and hope you do too. The body wash smells great too. It's collagen infused. That's right. With aloe veras and sea salts to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. Mm-hmm. So cheers to new balls in 2022.
That's right. You can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. It's a new year, folks. No pubes in 2022. Thanks to Manscaped.
That's right. I feel like they're running for office here or something.
They might be. They might be. Let's see. Ooh, I got something juicy. This just dropped. Mark Hunt balls. Yes. And the UFC have been on in an ongoing legal battle. Yep. And he is now being ordered to pay the UFC nearly $400,000 in legal fees. God. And he went out publicly and just said that he wants to propose Mark the Super Samoan versus Dana the Parasite White, Lorenzo Fertitta, and Frank Fertitta in a 5-round MMA fight. And he's just pissed off. And if he wins, he says that they pay every fighter you have ripped off since the UFC started. Those are his terms, Matt. If he wins, they have to pay every fighter they ripped off. Do you think that's going to happen?
The CTE is strong with this one. Jesus, man. Where to start? It's a lot to unpack. It hurts me to the core to see one of my favorite fighters being fucked over so bad. Yes. I think when they looked at all the details of how he tried to attack the UFC, I think they shot for the moon and overshot what they were trying to go for, where he could have just been like, hey, you let this guy who was on steroids fight me, and this isn't the first guy. You let multiple guys fight me that have, you know, and more so Brock, because he came in on, I think it was a short notice kind of deal, and they didn't put him in the pool, and everyone knew he was on the juice yet again, and then he fails later, and Mark just got fucked across the board, and it's unfortunate, and he's going to have to pay their fucking court costs, so he's going to be so upside down and probably didn't save any money. So I don't know what to say to him, but at some point you got to move along. And this is a painful lesson that the UFC has billions of dollars and you don't. So unfortunately you can't win unless you're going to team up with someone else who has a war chest of money to fund your legal challenge against the UFC.
Mm-hmm. You need a war chest.
Yeah, you're not going to win. This is a multi-billion. They might even be worth $10 billion at this point. I forgot what the latest estimate was. I think it was $8 billion.
So they doubled in value since the sale, huh?
Yeah, because now they don't even have to perform. They it's all rights deals now.
Okay.
You know, you have the ESPN rights deal and whoever else they have a rights deal with. It's all, they just have to put on X amount of shows, so quality doesn't have to be there. It's just match whatever the contract says. So X amount of shows, doesn't matter what the quality is. So it's tough. Did you see Bellator announced they're gonna do Kat Zingano versus Chris Cyborg for the title sometime in March?
No, I did not see that. No shit.
Did you know Chris Cyborg is actually younger than Kat Zingano?
I didn't know that.
But I would say who's suffered more damage? That's a tough one. I'll just say Chris has been in a lot of fights, but she's also crushed a lot of cans. So I'm looking forward to this. That's something that will sell. I will buy that pay-per-view. I want to see that fight because I think Kat is resurging and she may be catching Chris Cyborg at a point in her career where she's on the slide. I mean, Bellator, you could still do, if you need to do things, you can do things. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So I don't know. I'm going to wait. I want to see training of each because Kat, I want to say Kat was 41 and Cyborg is 35, but does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, they got to give her somebody, so why not?
Kat is 39.
Are you asking me if the age makes sense?
No, yeah, like if what I said made sense. God damn, that's a good picture. I don't know if I can show that. Gonna show it.
Do it.
Ken Sangano, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's not bad.
He's mm-hmm. doing work. Mm-hmm. And that's in Bellator, mind you. What else is happening out there before I go down a tangent of stuff?
Well, I don't have any more news articles, but I do have a question. So
Do you want to wait for Ask the Nuts or just fire away? I don't care. I'm good either way.
I'm just going to go.
Fire away.
Here's a thing I found online. You get to build your fighter, and you only have a $20 budget, and you have to pick one from every category.
Okay.
And the categories are grappling, striking, fight IQ, chin, power, and speed. And we've got guys for everyone who's listening and not watching from $1 up to $5, and women actually are mixed in too. So I'm wondering, what do you think is the most important category? Where are you going to spend all your money?
Well, where's cardio at? Because that's where I want to spend all my money, and it's not on the list.
It's no cardio.
So fight IQ is important, but I think out of my choices here, I feel like chin is pretty important. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna pick Gaethje chin.
Okay. I agree. I'm with you on that.
And then I'm gonna go with
so far you spent $4.
Ooh. See, I feel there's a discount here because I'll take Ryan Hall grappling. I was gonna go with Mackenzie Dern, but I think Ryan Hall grappling.
I'm with you. So now we spent $6. I'm
efficient.
We're in sync right now. I like it.
And then I feel like I need to splurge a little bit. Mm-hmm. And take some striking. So I might go with a $5 out of Sonya striking. All right. Where am I at? What's my total?
$11.
Great.
So yeah, $9 left.
And how many do I need to pick?
Three more. You need power, speed, and fight IQ.
Okay. Nagano power. Oh, fuck. I'll take a discount and take Lewis's power because I feel like he's got more power than
all right now you're at Ngannou. 15.
So I got 3 and 2.
You have $5 left in fight IQ and speed.
Fight IQ and speed. $5 left. Fight IQ. I don't feel like fight IQ is semi important, but I feel like speed is a little bit better. So I'll do a 4 and 1. I'll take a McGregor fucking speed and a fucking Garbrandt fight IQ.
Oh man,
fuck that guy. That's funny because he is probably the worst fight IQ. Him and in old school, you got to throw a George Gurgel in there.
It's pretty bad. Okay, I was in agreement with you until that. I would take Glover as for fight IQ because I think it's important, and then I'd go with Tisha Torres for speed. She's not that slow.
No, so. But that's a good point because when you think of like pie weight women, they're pretty fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good choice. I think if we just combine it all, we win. But they have to add cardio because cardio is the most important skill to have. Because cardio will carry you through a lot of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see some Spider Guard from Henner Gracie? I didn't know he was into that.
Sure. He spider guard.
Let's pull this up. Oh, hang on. Fuck.
Oh my God. I just had this happen in my
Facebook. That was like literally, you just saw that. Spider-Man. This is how you get AIDS.
Why would he do that?
Face AIDS. I don't know. I feel like that's in Brazil. Hey, speaking of the spiders, here goes another one. Hang on. Let me make sure I'm not. Oh fuck, the fucking volume is on. I gotta make sure I'm not sharing with sound because I don't want another blowout. But here's a Black Widow, by the way. If you want to see a Black Widow, did you know she has a OnlyFans page? Let's check this out because I thought it was important. She says dangerous can be fun. A pro MMA fighter who likes to fight and fuck. Nothing wrong with that. It's like Gegard Mousasi and go.
Maybe they should date.
Something. At least train together. I'm just going to go on a run here. Did you know, I should probably just log into Twitter because every time I go in, it says, you should log in and blah, blah, blah. Pearl Gonzalez apparently got some surgery. Here we go. Surgeries. She likes to make it sexy and go. I'm just saying. You're going to get the surgeries. That's the way you should do it.
I like it.
I don't know what she was getting done, but I'm with you. And let's go to with a Christmas theme. So apparently Rachel Olcevic wants to wish everyone a Merry Christmas with her own jingle bells.
I like it.
Good on her.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to appreciate the women. And I think this is the last one, but I will just say the blonde bomber, she really knows how to do a weigh-in. And we'll follow this one. And I'm going to have to full screen this so I can see this better. So, there's something about tattoos all over. I don't know what it is. It's hot as fuck.
Good Lord.
Yeah. They're bolt-ons, but it's all right. And you see Eddie Hearn in the background. He's like, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to do it.
But he does. He's doing it.
Yeah. But just follow her. Let's follow her, because it'll show you how much of a champion she is right here. See that?
Uh-huh.
She's goddamn right she did that on purpose.
Why wouldn't she?
Twice. Three times.
Mm-hmm.
That's how a champion weighs in, Ingo.
I do like a thong.
Yep. That's why the UFC, it's a missed opportunity every time they don't let the women wear what they used to wear back in the day.
Back in dust day.
And did you see UFC had a nice little stocking stuffer? I didn't know they even had these. Oh, UFC shit. Fucking
that's nice.
Ease advantage.
I like it. No, I didn't know.
I'm going to buy some.
There you go.
People know I train UFC. I mean business.
So you have the Band-Aid? So
yeah,
they know.
I'm going to put it on my eye like fucking Nelly. It's getting hot in here, Ingo. So a little tweet of the week. Oh, fuck me. This is crazy shit. This is from Hectic One on Twitter. This is, yeah, I'm in the UFC. It's the Ultimate Frog Championship. Look at this shit. I didn't know these motherfuckers were so legit. Look at that. It's fucking suplexes. And
Nature does MMA, huh?
Yeah. It's no bullshit, man. They're fucking getting after it. It's the same, the same shit. We're in the loop. But, man, the fucking hardcore. So I always wonder if people learn shit from watching animals, or did animals learn from watching us?
No, I think we learned shit from watching animals.
Yep. And then MMA roasted. He finally had a good tweet after 10,000. There's COVID-19. Here's the Delta variant, and here's the Omicron. So it feels like everyone's getting this version of Vitor right now,
it's
probably for the best.
It is.
All right, let's do some Ask the Nuts. So, which referees oversaw the most UFC fights in 2021? Give me the top five that come off your head. And I'll tell you mine, the ones that I thought of and afterwards, because I guessed ahead of time and I was wrong on some of them.
Herb Dean's got to be on the list.
Yep. He is number one with 111 UFC fights.
Top five?
Yep.
You
may get one of the other. You get four more choices.
Dan Miragliata?
Nope. He was on my list too. Herb and Dan were on mine.
Okay. And then let me think. Is the guy with the Beltran, is he still reffing?
Yeah, that was one of my guesses. Not on the list.
Not on the list. Man, are these people? Let me think. I can't think of anybody else.
All right, we'll go in order. So Keith Peterson is number five. I thought that was weird. Dominic Cruz had issues with him. He has 53 fights called. Jason Herzog, he was one of my picks. He has 62 fights, and then Chris Tognani, if I said that right or wrong, I don't know, 86 fights. Mark Smith, 90 fights. And then Herb Dean at number one with 111 fights. That's pretty crazy.
That is really crazy.
And then here's, while we're along the ref lines, I'm going to show you a picture of a ref from many years ago. He's a current ref, does some of the UFC fights.
Okay.
Who is this?
John McCarthy?
No. Do you want to take another guess? This is hard.
I don't know. I'm trying to look at the eyeballs. Are you giving me a hint? I see it. Mike Beltran. That's
him. Yeah. It's weird because he's babyface. So without the beard.
Yeah, people do look different with their beard.
Yep. 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm not shaving mine ever. I'm growing some Fu Manchu.
I'm with you, but I like mine short. I already have a big ass chin. I don't need a bigger one.
Come on, Fu Manchu it.
No. I got a couple buddies who have like the innie chin, you know, like, and they grow the beard and it gives them definition. You know, you ever see that? Like people's chins are like pressed in. So it shapes the face. Like, I don't need to do that. Like if I feel really weird if I try to grow the beard out. So I don't know.
I hear you. Here's another one for you. So MMA UK. If you could change one rule in MMA, what would you change? It doesn't have to be one of these, but they have listed no USADA, no gloves, soccer kicks, illegal knees.
The biggest thing for me would be don't test them. Just let them do whatever.
100%. 1,000%.
It's all good. So it's
that solves all the problems. Just think how much better everything was. And I was trying to think, there's some other questions, but this is making me think about some other things I was thinking about. Like, why are there no more specialists in MMA? Like, these are the things I miss. Like, how about a Husamaru Palhares? Remember, like, what a motherfucker he was? Like, God damn it, if he gets your leg, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I miss those days of just, this guy is so good at that thing, and if he gets you there, 90% of the time, you're done, unless you're Alan Belcher. I don't know what else I miss from back in the day. The uniqueness of everyone's uniform or what they could wear, the banners, the weird ass sponsors, hot ring card girls, thick ring card girls. They don't even fucking change them anymore. It's just Brittany and Ariane and then random chick number one or two or three, depending upon what country or state we're in.
Right.
See, what else do I have here?
You got more?
Oh yeah. This is another head scratcher. So Sugar Ray Leonard's hitting the pads. He's 65 years old. I want to know what the fuck is he doing here. I'm gonna try it with sound. I don't know if there's music or not.
One, two.
What is that kick?
Are we marching banding it? And who's the trainer that's one allowing this and two allowing this to be filmed and put out? What the fuck are we doing here? He obviously knows how to throw punches. It's Sugar Ray, but
maybe he's just trying to get his leg stretch in. That's all.
What the fuck are we doing? He's still playing in the background. Super loud for me anyway. Oh my God.
I hate when that happens. Oh,
make them stop. You got any knowledge?
I'm thinking. Did I talk last time about the new Halo? I'm kind of into it.
Talk about it.
Publicly. I'm enjoying the campaign. It's pretty nice. If you like Halo, I think you'll like this. I'm gonna play through it once and then put it down. I'm hoping when they release the co-op mode that we can roll through it because it's just kind of fun. I will say this, the first couple of levels were all inside in like a spaceship type thing, and I didn't love that part, but once it opened up, you know, you get the cars and all that stuff, then I thought I enjoyed all that. But I encourage people to check it out. It's part of Game Pass. So
multiplayer is a mixed bag. I was saying the way you level up is fucked up because it's not based on how well you do in a game. It's based off of challenges. So you don't even get to choose when you say, okay, I want to play a game. You can't say what game you're playing. So you're either playing Oddball, Slayer, or Domination, and then it's a 4v4, or you do the big map. But usually it's 4v4. And then if you have one special player on your team that's trying to do a challenge. Like, you can't fucking win. I'm like, motherfucker, I played a game to win. So I don't need some dickhead trying to get a gun to get three kills with it and not trying to win the game. So I quit a lot of games if I see that shit happen.
You're the guy.
I am. I have no patience for that, because I'm not sticking around to lose the game on purpose. Like, let's win or get done and get to the next game. So It's got some challenges, but it can be fun. So here, I don't know what to say about this, but this lady, maybe I need your professional opinion on her.
Really? I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow. This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
We're I don't all have sinners. To do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do
you're
it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you Excuse fucking me? Accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Ma'am. Get the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
Oh, you motherfucking accuser. Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Yes, ma'am. I'm pissed
because
he won't repent.
Hey, man, I'm pissed because that guy won't repent.
I just want to get some groceries and go home.
It goes on for 5 more minutes. I'm just saying. Like, you could just jump back in. And that she's motherfucking this guy.
Fuck you!
Fucking that guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. And then eventually I think the police come in and arrest her and take her away. But... Motherfucker. What's going on, Ingo?
She's got some mental stuff going on. I would say that she could potentially be schizophrenic, psychopathic, on drugs, drunk.
Could be. Maybe that guy could have just repented. All this could have been avoided.
Or she's just so full of Jesus that she just can't help herself.
Jesus right up her asshole. So hard. So up in there. Mm-hmm. And then let's play this next one. So I saw that. Oh, just wait. I got 2 more.
Okay.
It increases in volume and funness. So we'll go full screen.
And then your eyes start to
wander. Hang on. Let's start over because it was too low.
Having a conversation. Everything is going great. And then your eyes start to wander. What is your deal, dude? You have a choice between these... and these.
My breasts are down here.
Every year in this country, women spend like $3 billion on bras. So.
Do you think I'm wearing this bra because it's comfortable?
I want you to look at my tits.
Look at my tits.
Stare at my tits.
Mis tetas están aquí.
Sure, there are times I want to be taken seriously.
Those times I don't wear this shirt.
Meet my ladies. This is Gertrude, and this is Stein.
The nipples are the eyes of the chest.
Look me in the eyes. I dare you.
Hey.
We're in the club.
Nice little public service announcement.
Oh, man. I like how they got the Snow Patrol playing melody.
Oh, great. That's going to get us banned. Then I didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, it's a piano rendition version, so
we may or may not be all right.
I don't know.
And then I will just close this on this. So I didn't know this was a thing, but someone said there's wildly offensive English language t-shirts that are apparently all the rage in Asia.
Oh my god.
So
that's awesome.
Get too drunk to fuck. I am a whore. My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola. Jesus
that
Christ.
Nice.
Hey, no fat chicks, man. What's so fucked then? He loves the cock. Okay. Who the fuck is Jesus, Ingo? Vaginas? I'm so hungover. I wish I was dead. I just don't give a fuck.
In school? Oh my
yes,
God.
Fuck you. Mickey Mouse. Double saluting. Gangsta as fuck, Ingo. I'm so fucking future. Enjoy life. Eat out more often. 69er to close it out.
Wow.
69er for the win.
You always find the good ones. I'll give
try.
You that.
I try to do work. Doing the Lord's work over here. I'm repenting.
You're sinning right now, Matt. You're sinning.
Oh, I'll be sinning about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Rolling dice over here.
All right.
For Jesus.
Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Groth, thanks for playing.
Adios, amigos.